Well, National 4-H Week is underway. We will be conducting interviews with 4-H members all this week on KMMO. Last Saturday, I attended a big event in Sedalia, and on today's KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear my visit with an adult leader from Pettis County.
Hey, today I'm at Liberty Park in Sedalia. It is the annual Pettis County 4-H Carnival event going on today. And right now I'm visiting with 4-H Youth Development Leader, Blake Gasway. He's also the Community Engagement Specialist for Pettis County. And Blake, first of all, you've got a big event going on here today. Tell us a little bit about that.
Right. So thanks for taking time out of your schedule to come and visit with us and hang out. We have our annual carnival today, and the rain has set in, so we kind of had to make some alternative plans. We weren't quite able to be outside, but we have a gym full of kids having fun, and some of our club leaders and community volunteers and community agencies here as well. And it's just a big way for us to kick off 4-H Week. 4-H Week will be the 7th through the 13th this year, and so our carnival, our annual carnival, either wraps up 4-H Week or it kicks it off, and this year it happens to kick it off. So we've had an opportunity here to set up where our clubs have various booths that they've set up for kids, to the youth in the community, to win some prizes and such. Gives them a good leadership opportunity and have an opportunity to have some fun as well and set up the various games and things. And then this year a new addition is we've invited some of our community agencies out and some of our community partners to have a chance to showcase what they're doing, so like Parks and Rec and the EMS and some of those places, to be able to show the community what they're doing as well, because certainly they help us out pretty extensively throughout the year, so we want to be able to give back to them too.
I've been up here conducting interviews with your 4-H members from Pettis County. We do this every year, and National 4-H Week, of course, starts tomorrow. We have these interviews we played on KMMO throughout the week. I think this is the 9th county that I've been in. For this, we always look forward to that. And you know, you've got a great group of young people here in Pettis County and really all around the area. You put that 4-H, or whether it be 4-H or later FFA behind the name, you know that these kids are quality kids and their heart's in the right place.
Absolutely. You're right on that. And you know, the thing I tell a lot of people with 4-H is we're teaching the leaders for tomorrow to solve the problems that don't exist today. So it's our goal to get our youth career and college ready and be able to learn those life skills and have fun while doing it. So, you know, primarily we focus a lot on, I mean, one of our mottos is learn by doing. So we focus a lot on having hands-on opportunities for our youth to learn and to grow and have leadership and all of those things. You know, and it allows us to take, you know, something that maybe a hobby and turn it into a possible career, but also by the same token it gives them an opportunity to explore something and say maybe they don't want to do that, and that's okay too. There's a big positive thing for that, of them finding something that maybe they didn't enjoy it as much as they thought they would.
With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.